Hi, and welcome to part 9 of the MVC storefront. This is a real-world application building exercise wherein we're building out an e-commerce store using ASP.NET, MVC, and test-driven development. My name is Rob Connery. I work for Microsoft. My email is robcon@microsoft.com. Email me if you have any questions, or please leave a comment on this blog. The feedback over the past couple of days since episode 7 has been great. A lot of good code samples, a lot of great questions, and great dialogue going back and forth. I'm really excited about that. Again, it drives this whole series, so please keep it coming. But let's jump right to it. First and foremost, I want to talk about route testing. A nice guy named HJ, or it could be a woman, please leave your name on my blog, by the way, if you can, so I know who you are, asked about testing the routing. And in episode 7, when Scott and I were doing routing, we were just kind of talking about, well, how do we test to make sure it works? And he quipped, well, let's set a breakpoint. He was just kind of, you know, joking around. But the point is well taken. We should have set up some better testing. There is much better testing. To be honest with you, I sort of sidestepped it a little bit because setting up route testing is a little bit tough. There's all kinds of contexts, like controller context, view context, HTTP context, yada, 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 that you have to supply before you can have the route properly mapped. Now, it's not so hard to do, but I just didn't want to get into mocking at that point. It's not the easiest thing in the world to demonstrate, and I thought it was going to take away from an already long and de-involved screencast. However, Phil to the rescue, as always. He created a really nice blog post where he put up a really, really neat example of a great way to test a route. So if you don't know mocking very well or you're not quite sure what to do, head over to Phil's blog. It's at hack.com, and I'm sure all you got to do is put in Route Evaluator. I'm sure most of you have already seen this post. But in here, he shows how to build the test, how to set it up. He offers you some downloadable code using mock and so on. And that's me. Hey, I even left a comment on his blog. Anyway, so check that out. Great post, good way to test your routes. The next comment I received was about the null coalescing operator. And in one of my posts, I put, you know, I have a little nit that I like to use this double question mark thing, which is called a null coalescing operator. And the deal is you can save a couple lines of code if you put it in. And Paul Linton was pretty quick. He said, well, since you're doing all that, why don't we just go all the way with it? And that was really good advice. In fact, I lost about 4 or 5 lines of code that way. So if we switch over to the code here, you can see that now what we have is 2 lines, what used to be 6, and to me they read a lot better. Just a couple of null coalescing checks. So there's that. And finally, seem to be missing some files with regards to my check-in. I'm using TFS bridge, or SVN bridge, excuse me, with TFS. Kind of weird. I'm also using Visual SVN, as you can probably tell in Visual Studio there. Something's going strange between the two. All the files show checked in, so if we come in here and if I take a look at my solution tree, wherever it went, hold on, yeah, there it is. So you can see everything's checked in. It's all green lights. Kind of weird, but when, you know, like the global file just showed as missing in TFS. So I don't know what went wonky there, but something did. I apologize for it. I went into the SVN Explorer, made sure I tidied everything up. So do tell me if files are missing again. Finally, I had some feedback as well with regards to the data, and the scripts are out of whack. And so what I did instead is I created a DB folder. I created a backup of the database as a back file, and I've added that in, checked it in. So it is there right now in Subversion. Excuse me, not in Subversion, in Codeplex. Okay, finally, it is time for a spike. A lot of people have been pushing and prodding and pushing and saying, you know, the repository pattern, as you call it, is fine and dandy, but it's great for pulls. I want to see a push. And so here's a comment from Jimmit, and I hope I said your name right. Sorry if I did not. Basically, he wants to see me fall flat on my face, and that could very well be. So I thought spikes in the face would be a pretty good image to introduce this whole section with. So without further ado, this whole next section is going to be all about the shopping cart, and it's going to end up with a spike for the SQL shopping cart to make sure I can push data in and pull it back out. To start with, I created two new classes, Shopping Cart and Shopping Cart Item. Shopping Cart just has a list in it of items here that are all Shopping Cart items. And the Shopping Cart Item itself contains quantity, has an ID, reference, the date you added it, and the product that you've added. And if we come over here and take a look at the code, pretty basic stuff, just some property setting and constructors here. In addition, I've added some object overrides to make it a little bit easier if I'm in the middle of debugging. And I did the same for shopping cart item. Again, just basic properties in here with some object overrides that will help me do equality testing and so on. So, before you think I've completely abandoned the whole TDD thing, I decided not to bore you with all the tests I've been doing. They are still alive and in my new shopping cart test class here. So, pretty basic tests, and just to show you that everything is working pretty well here, if I run my tests here, ideally we should get all green lights unless something is broken in the past few minutes. It's only 5 tests, not very many, but by the time I am done with this webcast, you will have test overload. I need to start having my shopping cart do something meaningful here. So first thing I want to do is write a test to kind of mandate the existence of a repository. That repository is going to be kind of pushing data back and forth between whatever storage mechanism it is. In this case, it's going to be SQL Server since I'm running a Spike today. So what I want to do first is define my interface. And I define that by doing a test. The thing about it is, TDD, and I want to say it again and again, is a design process. It's something I'm learning as I'm going along here. It's kind of cool to think test first. You write a test and keep writing tests, and you design your application that way. It's not necessarily a discipline, although that goes into it as well. So anyway, first thing I want to do here is write a test to mandate the existence of my repository. And it's basic stuff. Alrighty, so I'm creating a whole different repository here. I'm separating the notion of a catalog from a shopping cart because you can put the storage for a shopping cart anywhere you like. For example, you can use SQL Server, obviously, to store the cart. You can also use a user's profile, which serializes an object down to XML or binary and shoves it in your database. You can also just choose to throw it in a session and have it expire. It's up to you. The point being that it's a different logical storage mechanism than the catalog is, so therefore, different interface, different implementation. So what I'm doing here is I'm following along with the simplistic iQueryable pattern that I have been using. I know a lot of people don't like the word repository in here, and that's okay. Just ask for your patience as we try this out. The idea here is that the methods we expose are the dumbest they can possibly be. By that, meaning I'm not going to do getCart by ID, getCart for username, getCart, etc., etc. What I'm going to do is just ask for getCarts by using iQueryable. So what I've created also is my test shopping cart repository, as you see here. We're just going to be returning an iQueryable list here, a list, and returning it as queryable. Pretty basic stuff, just a loop, returning some data, just enough to make the test pass. So if we come back here, this test now, it looks like it's got compiler recognition, so which is nice. So I'm going to build it and then run it, and ideally it will pass. And there we go. So great, it passes. Well, great. So now we've decided that the shopping cart repository can return data. Okay, well, I'm going to skip a little bit ahead. I am not going to make you watch me do all this stuff. I'm going to start writing tests and seeing where they take me. I know the basic functionality that the cart needs to have. So I'm going to implement all this stuff right now. All right, so I've added a few more tests here. I've also included in the cart repository get cart items. Notice there's no relationship here. I'm going to establish that in my service layer. But right now, we just have two additional methods here. I've added a test shopping cart, a method here called getCartItems. And I've written some tests in my shopping cart test to kind of support the structure I'm looking for. So this is all basic stuff. You can review the code at CodePlex if you want. I'm always looking for help with testing. So, what I do want to do is enable the repository to do some really basic stuff. Following on my pattern of keeping something really simple and stupid, what I do want to do is have something like this, where I take a void add item, and all this repository method does is shoves it in the database. I also might want to have something like a void update quantity for the test that I need to do now. So simple stuff. This is going to be direct, but the logic for which one is actually implemented is going to reside somewhere else. And now, following my pattern, what I do need to create right now is a service class that can handle this logic. In other words, decide when to add an item to the repository and decide when to run the update. So let's do that right now. Okay, here are my new tests. I'm kind of moving pretty quick here. I've created this class here called Shopping Cart Service. Kind of had that same constructor here as I did before, except in the repository. And I've stubbed out some tests, some methods here, get cart, add item, and update item. For right now, what I want to do is come back in here, make sure these tests fail. And you can see the first one fails, and they all fail because logically they all use the same method. So what I need to do now is to write some logic in the cart service. Now, one of the interesting things I'm going to do here is in get cart, I'm going to have both the create action and the retrieval fetch action, because if a cart doesn't exist for a given user, I want to create one on the fly. So that's what I'm going to implement right now. Okay, doing this just a little bit backwards. The idea is that I'm creating a shopping cart, and I'm pulling it from the repository here. And if it's null, then I'm going to create it. I don't have this method in my repository. As you can see, I have a compiler failure. So what I'm going to do now is add the ability to create a cart in my repository, and then come back. Here is my test for that before I actually create anything. Just testing that the repository can create a cart. You can see we have a compiler failure. If I try and build this, it obviously can't, so I'm going to add that method in. Okay, I've added this method, create cart, by just passing in a username. I think I showed you this before, I have a couple more methods, add item and update quantity here in my repository. This is going to enable our testing. I've added those in, as I mentioned. And I've also gone and added these in to the test shopping cart repository as well. This shows you how simple the whole repository can be, especially when you're just doing a simple test like I am. Add item, I'm just adding the item to the list, no logic. That's exactly what I want in my repository, none. Same thing with update quantity, no logic except for just pulling out a where. And then create cart, same thing, no logic. I don't want the logic in the repository, I want it in my service. So now I have the ability to create a cart here in my repository. So what I should be able to do is to build this, and everything should build nicely. Let's see. It does, that's exciting. So now I should be able to go back here, run my test, and make sure that the repository can indeed create a cart. It can, and that's great, good stuff. So now I can come down here, run this test, and this test should pass, testing that the service here created a cart for me. Now what I need to do is write an additional test to make sure that it will create one for a user that doesn't exist in the repository. Let's do that. All right, here's another test here. Real quick, just basically made it say we can create a cart for a user that doesn't exist, no user. Now I know this user doesn't exist because I didn't mention this before. Here's my test repository. Notice that every cart that we create is for a user called test user plus a number here. So I know that the user I'm specifying in this test does not exist. So if I run this, we can see that the repository does indeed have the ability to create. Now, I know that this isn't my SQL spike. I'm getting there. I just want to make sure that all the foundation is here in terms of testing and logic. So let's continue on. I've skipped way ahead now and written out all my tests and implemented my shopping cart service and my interface in the interest of time. I really want to get to the spike, and I don't want to bore you with the constant repetitive inching out of this application. So hopefully that is okay by you. If you do want to see the code, as I always say, it's up on CodePlex. What I do want to do now is go over once again the pattern that I'm going to be using and the way that I've set this up in terms of the repository. And so in thinking about a nice way to kind of illustrate this, I decided to get up, go outside, take a walk, turn on the sprinklers on the lawn, and lo and behold, boom, it hit me. What I'm trying to do is create a manifold on the database with little switches on it. And you know, you pull the data, which is the water, through the repository through these little switches as you please. You are the service class playing with the switches, doing what you want to it, and then moreover, you can throw things on the end of it that make the data do certain things. Like in this case, it's sprinkling the flowers. In this case, the kids just love it. In the classic repository pattern, you'd be adding a valve for each purpose that you wanted to supply data for. So if your kids wanted to take a bath in the sprinklers, they could. You could add another valve to wash your car, and then maybe add another valve to wash your windows on your house. Then you'd have to add another valve, etc., etc. I'm trying to get away from that and just provide the basics. All you need is four valves. You can use each one for a specific purpose, and then add on your own settings as you need to, so kids can take a little bit of a bath in the sprinklers, and you can also water your lawn. So pushing on, if we take a look at the shopping cart service here, you can see some of the logic that I've implemented here. Basically, some quick and dirty stuff, basically checking and seeing if the cart's null, create one. If there's no cart in the database for a user, go ahead and create one. I've added an add item routine that checks to see if the item is already in the cart. If not, update the quantity. All this logic, I want to be in one spot. I don't have to repeat it over and over throughout the repository. So this is kind of taking a walk down the plank. Let's see if this actually works. All right, well, here is my first test that I want to do. Again, I'm going against my database. I've set this up and initialized here to work just like my regular tests, except this time I'm pulling from the SQL shopping cart repository and the SQL catalog. And now what I'm doing here is I'm just doing a real simple test against some test data that I have in the database. And let's take a look at that real fast. You can see I have two new tables, shopping cart, shopping cart item. Let's take a look at the diagram here to see how those are spec'd out. Okay, well, pretty basic stuff. You can see here we have a reference to product here in the item table, quantity, created on, modified on, etc. Pretty basic stuff. Now, I know I'm going to augment this later. What I'm doing now is simply a spike. Again, it's just a functionality test. So I will go ahead and close that and show you that I already put in some test data here, which I'm using a GUID for the ID of the cart, and I have a username of test, and then I have three items in the cart here, as you can see. So now I have something to actually work against in the database. So now, when I run my test, you can see that I'll be able to have three items returned nicely. Here is my SQL shopping cart repository that implements iShopping cart repository. And if you take a look here, you can see I've implemented two methods already. But down below in here, there's still a lot to do, and I'm sure that's the part that many of you are interested in. What I want to do is first and foremost start from the ground up, which is here you can see I'm returning the cart, and pretty basic mapping like I did before. I'm using a lazy list for a shopping cart item. Get cart items is doing the same thing, except, and then in here you can see I'm just doing a pull on products and doing a singular default and setting the product in. Now, here's the thing I know. By doing it this way, what's going to happen by firing singular default on this, it's going to cause this query to fire, which is going to cause this query to fire. So this is not a scaling pattern. I can worry about perf later. What I really want to do right now is make sure this works. I have a lot of ideas in terms of how to include the and increase the performance on here, so I'm not too worried. So just in case you're thinking, oh my God, Rob, you're crazy, just know that a lot of people know me to be the perf nut. So I'm going to keep an eye on that. But for right now, I'm ready to run my first test here to make sure that it works. So let's run this test right now. And it passes. Yeah, it's not so bad. It's pretty quick. Now let's pull up the profiler and see what's happening there. Now, if you've never seen this, this is SQL Profiler. It basically allows you to stare at your database and see what's going on. And here we are taking a look at what's happening inside my database right now, and connections and so on. You can see nothing really. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this test again, and I'm going to come back and see the activity. So there goes the test, and you can see here what's going on. And we can see right now that we have indeed kind of what I thought. We have a lot of SQL coming in, basically pulling out the shopping cart items one at a time, and then not only is the product firing, but also the reviews and the images for the product. So I've got a little bit of work to do to perf that out, but I'm all right with that. I have, again, some ideas. I'm going to ask you to have some faith in me, and we'll kind of move forward with the over-eager loading issue later. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, but you know, Link to SQL will solve that for you. It actually doesn't. Just to kind of point this out, that if I was to come up here back in our SQL catalog repository and set this to have some DB options, let me show you what that would look like. If you're not familiar with this, this is data load options, and what you do is you basically tell it when you see the shopping cart item being loaded, also load up the product. And then all you got to do is attach this to your context, and let's see, I think it's db.context load options, there it is, and set that to options. All this does is do exactly what I'm doing down here. It just fires one query per line, and it doesn't do any batch loading. However, I do know how to do batch loading nicely with Link, and I will probably refactor this out later on when I go to do some perf. So just know that Link to SQL is not going to save me in this case. But for right now, I'm going to sidestep this, and I hope you let me do that. The good news is we have a passing test, so what I do want to do is keep moving with my spike. And the next test I want to throw down here is add item, so let's implement the code for that. Okay, here is the code for adding an item. Now again, add item doesn't need any logic into it. It doesn't need to go and check the database and make sure and see if the product is this, blah, blah, blah. Remember, my code upstream in the service layer is handling that, which makes implementing this really easy. So in this case, all I've got to do is create a new item, new shopping cart item. Notice that this is creating a Link to SQL shopping cart item, not one from my model. And I'm just simply doing some right-left code, which I know a lot of people don't like, but it's not that bad. This is just a few items here. And then I'm creating up a new data context. I'm adding this in and submitting the changes. And then next thing I'm doing is just syncing the cart to make sure that the cart object that was passed in here has the item added. So, okay, I'm now ready to add my next test, which is to test that I can add an item to the database. Here's my test, pretty simple stuff. Pulling a product from the actual catalog in the database, and the product ID is 3, it happens to be a backpack. And then what I'm doing is I'm creating a new reference to the SQL catalog repository, pulling out a cart, real actual cart. I'm adding an item straight into the repository, and then at this point what I'm doing is just making sure, using Link, straight up Link, that it's there. I'm running a count. And so, if I run this test, this is going to be an interesting thing. What I want to do is I want to open up SQL Server and see it actually happen. And I have, there it is, I have it open. You can see here's my query window. This is SQL Server Management Studio. And if I run this test, everything should work nicely, and it does, and that's nice. So if I come here and refresh this, you can see a new product was added in here with a quantity of 1, product 3, everything is timestamped, and that's as it should be. Good stuff. All right, well, now I got to keep moving on. I'm adding a bunch of products in here. My next test is I want to make sure the quantity works, and I also want to make sure that I can move this along using the cart service. Let's do that. Okay, here is the code to implement the remove item and update quantity. Again, very simple stuff. I'm creating a delete query, an iQueryable here, of shopping cart items. It's just a simple select. Now what I'm doing is I'm passing this iQueryable here of shopping cart items. When I say shopping cart items, I'm talking specifically about the items that are in my repository. Again, not my model. So I'm just simply passing them down, but I'm synchronizing the IDs here between the shopping cart ID and the cart ID passed in. Anyway, and then I'm submitting all of these on submit here, deleting all of them on submit. You can pass an iQueryable to this method here. And then I'm just simply submitting the changes. Simple, simple stuff. So for update, kind of doing the same thing, just checking and make sure or grabbing an item out. I'm matching the shopping cart ID and the product ID. Here, let's move this down so it's more readable. You know, the problem doing Link sometimes is it's not easily formatted, so it's easy to see. Sorry about that. Anyway, so here I'm pulling out an existing item, making sure it's not null. If it isn't null, I'm just setting the quantity, and then I'm submitting the changes again, wrapping this inside of a disposable using statement. And finally, in here, I'm just resyncing the collection that was passed in here to adjust for the updated quantity. Pretty simple stuff at this point. And so if we take a look at Create Cart, you can see that it's pretty basic. I'm creating a new shopping cart, and I'm simply going in and I'm asking Link to SQL here to create a new cart for me. I'm setting a new GUID. I'm synchronizing the information between the two. I'm submitting the changes into the database. I'm setting my result bits here with the bits that have been changed in here, and I'm returning it back out. Pretty simple stuff. I needed to add this one method before I continued on with my adds and updates. So now that I've done that, I'm going to continue on here. Here is my next test. It's kind of an all-in-one where I'm doing an add product and remove product to a cart. And what I'm doing here is I'm actually creating a cart using my get cart method, as you can see here, using a new cart, test 2. And I'm pulling a real product in, and I'm making sure that I can add an item in. and then I'm testing here to make sure that it's been popped in there, and then I'm removing it and making sure that now the item count is zero for this cart, because I'm only adding one item in and I'm taking it away. So if I run this test, you can see that it passes, and that's nice. And if we go back to our database here, or excuse me, not that, that's the profiler. If we come back into our database and we take a look at shopping cart, open up the table, you can see now there's two carts in here, which is nice. And so everything is clicking along as it should be. So the next thing I want to do here is test that I can update an item. In this case, I'm pulling the cart back out, I'm adding the item, and then I'm updating it to a quantity of 100. So that should work nicely. And let's go ahead and run that test. And it passed, and that's good. So my spike seems to be working pretty nicely here. I'm not really fudging anything. I'm doing everything exactly the way I want. Right now, just to verify that this test worked, let's open up our repository here, our database, run it, and there it is. Added in and updated to 100. So that's good. Good stuff. I'm happy about that. And what I want to do now is I want to make sure that clear and delete can work, so I'm going to add code for that. Okay, here's the code for clear cart items. Again, very simple stuff. We're just making sure we instantiate a new data context here. I'm specifying a query, iQueryable here, of shopping cart items, where I'm matching up the IDs of the passed in shopping cart and that in the database. And then what I'm doing is I'm just deleting all on submit. Again, passing in an iQueryable. That does a batch delete, which is quite nice. Submit the changes, done deal. And then I just got to clear the items out of the cart to make sure it's all synced. Finally, for delete cart, I'm doing the same thing pretty much. I'm clearing out all the items, and then I'm just running a delete, specifying a query, deleting all and submit, and then specifying the result. And so easy stuff. So let's go back and write a test to make sure all that works. Here's my spike test for checking out clear cart. And the idea here is I'm just instantiating a new cart. This is going to create a new one called test3. I'm then adding a product to it and verifying that indeed the product has been added by doing an assertion here that there is one product in the cart. This again is using plain old link code against the database. And then next thing I'm calling is cart service, clear cart. And then again, I'm going to make sure it's empty by doing an assertion down here that the product count is zero. So if we pull up the SQL Server bits here, staring at my database, if I run this, you can see our test and test two data customers are still in there. What I want to do, I'll run this test right now and make sure that it passes, and it does, nice and fast, which is nice. And what I'm going to do is open this up and verify that the cart was created, and it is. So that's good. That makes me feel happy that clear works. And now what I want to do is I want to run this test here, which same sort of test, except this time I'm just deleting everything. I'm going to run it, I'm going to add a product in, and then I'm going to delete it. And then I'm going to make sure that it's not there by just doing a null check. Again, this is just pulling out some link. If I use singular default, that's going to return a null if it's no cart is present. So if I run this, we can see that it works. You can see delete me. Yeah, we can see if delete me is in the database here, and hopefully it isn't, and it isn't, and that's nice. So I'm pretty happy with the way this spike has turned out. And that brings us to the end of part 9. Thanks for watching. Thank you.